این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
It appeared that natural, animalistic and satanic aspirations had closed their eyes and ears and blinded and defended them from spirituality. Nevertheless, what made you triumph is the faith and sincerity within you which is absent in your enemies. You enter the battlefield for Allah and they for Satan. They are the enemy of the Satan's party and you of Allah's party. What made you victorious is the battle against the Satan of the internal battlefield.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, he says that we must all get under the standard and banner of Islam, but not in terms of slogan. It must be in truth and in fact. Now, this is very clear that what Imam Khomeini is trying to say. He says that if we want to come under the slogan, if we want to come under the banner of Islam, and we want the Islamic standards in the society, then it should not be in terms of slogan. Generally, we see that people start performing something or they wish to have something, but later that thing becomes slogan. For example, we have seen in the history that the feminism, it started with an ideology that the women who are not getting their right should have their right. And later, with the passage of time, the main theme has become a slogan and it has been changed to something else. They have gone to another way, which is the wrong way. On the other hand, we can see like other revolutions that we have in the world that it was started with an ideology, but later they forgot the ideology and it is changed to something else. Why? Because people have changed it into the terms of slogan. In Islam, when we talk about Islam, it is important to practically practice Islam, to have Islam in our faith, and to have the knowledge of Islam. If we do not convey the knowledge to our generations, if we are not educating our children about the real Islam, then obviously it will become a slogan for us as well, as we have now. You know, in the Western world, we can see that they know Muslims as in two groups, the practicing Muslim and non-practicing Muslim. So what's the difference? The difference is that the non-practicing Muslim are known as Muslim, but they follow the slogan of Islam. They are not practicing Muslim. They do not have applied the Islam into their life. And therefore, that is what Imam Khomeini is saying, that this revolution that they had, the Islamic country that they have, if we want to come under the standards and the banner of Islam, it should be with practice. It should be with the truth. And in fact, it should be in a way that we are practicing Islam by ourselves. And with our practices, the Islam is becoming alive. We are basically, when we are practicing Islam, people can see this Islam into our life, in our daily actions, in our speeches, in our practices. And if this is the case, then yes, we are under the banner of Islam, under the flag of Islam. But if we are not practicing Islam, and we have just named this country as Islamic country, then it is a slogan, the way there are other Muslim countries that they have the name of Islam on them, but inside when you go, you don't see, you don't find any Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night.